This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran denied on Sunday being involved in Yemen rebel drone attacks the previous day, targeting the world's biggest oil processing facility and an oil field in Saudi Arabia. Just hours after America's top diplomat, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, alleged that Tehran was behind the unprecedented attack on the world energy supply. VOA's Edward Uranian follows this development from Cairo.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says the attacks are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
It's been a rocky week in Afghanistan peace talks, and NATO's operational commander said allies anticipate increased violence on the ground as Afghan presidential elections inch closer. The U.S. Air Force General Todd Walters, NATO's supreme allied commander, Europe, told a small group of reporters that Afghan elections probably will not be perfect, but the 29-member North Atlantic Alliance will plan and execute the ends of the earth to try to make the September 28th vote as safe as possible. There is a watchful eye on the latest tropical storm to develop, a storm that has spared already reeling Bahamas. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Humberto is set to become a hurricane in coming days. It did force officials to suspend aid efforts and close airports Saturday in the Bahamas as it grapples to recover from the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian. This is VOA News. The White House says a U.S.